and stopped seeing me. Partly this was because of their own fear, but it was also my choice. I did not want to endanger anyone. Luce had been killed because she was with my father. I didn't want any of my friends to die just because they were with me. I was frightened for myself and my family. I had only ever thought of how to make peace, not how to fight, but I was so afraid that I got a gun. I told myself that I would only use this gun as an absolute last resort if I was in danger. But I was also angry. I thought, if they try to kill me, at least I will take some of them with me. One evening, about 10 days after my father was killed, my family and my aunt's family were gathered together in an upstairs room. I went downstairs to get something from the kitchen. The lower floor was in darkness, and through the living room windows that overlooked the garden, I suddenly saw a shadow of a man. I ducked behind a pillar in the living room and watched him as he crept through the bushes. He was looking at the lighted windows upstairs. I could see the shape of a gun in his hand. I realized that I could get my gun and kill this man. I could shoot him before he knew what had hit him. It would be